right now, as we often do. In fact, every week we head out to the Mount Alexander Shire and catch up with their CEO, Darren Fazard. Darren, good morning to you. How are you?
Morning, Robbo. Going very well, thank you.
That's the way. Now, the footy, first of all, what are your thoughts for this coming weekend, mate? Can the Mighty Catters do it?
I would reckon so, Robbo, because I would think that at least half of the team's feeling pretty rested because they didn't turn up last week.
No, well, that's true. Oh, they didn't play badly last week. Let's face it, when it was all said and done, but they just weren't good enough.
And straight would help them.
Well, I was going to say, if the big tomahawk gets his boots on the right feet, we might be in business. We might. Anyway, time will tell.
Yeah, I'll be there supporting them too, Robbo, that's for sure.
But the great news was the mighty Tottenham Hotspur 6-1 over Man United. So that's always good too. All right.
I did hear that, yes. Mm. And Green Bay Packers today, Robbo, just by the way, looking to go 4-0.
Oh, fantastic. Well, lots of luck there, mate. Get your little piece of cheese and stick it on your head, and good luck.
Yeah. And I could have helped you out with the wheel as well, Robbo, if you had that call ago. I'm February 27th.
Oh, really?
That would have been nearest the pin, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, we don't pay nearest the pin, unfortunately, mate. She's a hole in one or nothing. So,
right.
All right, let's turn our attention to what's on during October in the Shire.
Yeah, and there is plenty, Robbo, so we thought we'd better let people know about it. Certainly the locals as well as everyone throughout regional Victoria, we're really encouraging to come and visit us now. If we start off with live music, Robbo, we've got venues including the Guildford Family Hotel, the Tap Room and the Kangaroo Hotel. They're already up and going with live music.
Terrific.
And you might have heard three of our venues recently got a lot of money from the state government through the Creative Victoria's Live Music Venues program. That was the Theatre Royal, the Bridge Hotel and the Red Hill Hotel. So really encourage people to keep an eye out for what they've got coming as well, because it will be terrific as always.
Yeah. Now, just on that too, just strange COVID rules. I mentioned earlier in the show, which I just found out overnight, in England, only solo performers, no backing band, and they're barred from singing any well-known songs because it might make the audience sing along.
Oh, wow.
It's true. That's true.
That's just going to bring people in the door left, right and centre, isn't it? Come along and hear music you don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so anyway, wow. Carry on. Carry on.
That's excellent. So if we jump to markets, Robbo, we've got Castlemaine Farmers Markets on first Sundays of the month, as always, the Saturday morning Wesley Hill Market and the monthly Malden Market. They're all happening, and Malden Market's up on Sunday the 11th of October, 9 a.m. until 1:30 p.m. They've got a lot of different things to offer, those three different markets, Robbo, so I really encourage people to have a look at each and all of those three. And if we jump across the visual arts, Robbo, we've got a number of exhibitions coming up or already happening. There's the annual Micah Grange Open Garden Sculpture Exhibition, which is always really popular. That runs from the 24th of October through to the 29th of November each weekend. That's in Sutton Grange at the foothills of the Mount Alexander. And really encourage people to have a look at that one. Magnificent. As well as if you go to the Castlemaine Visitor Information Centre, which is reopening now, come this weekend, you can have a look at the Market Art Exhibition, which is on there as well, Robbo. But that's just two of the visual art exhibitions that we've got coming up. There's quite a few of them, so really encourage people to have a look on the website bendigoregion.com.au and have a look under the Castlemaine Malden set area and see just how many things we've got going on in the Shire at the moment and coming up, Robbo.
Wonderful. Okay. Now, the waste facilities in Castlemaine and Malden, what's going on there? I mean, they are dumps. See what I did there?
That's right. Beautifully done.
Thank you very much.
A little early for me, do you?
Oh, hang on. We're getting a response. Yes. there we go. Yeah, so free disposal of green waste.
There is, Robbo, and I think you guys are promoting this for us already.
Yeah.
Yes, it is that time of the year. So we are promoting from 24th of October through to the 9th of November. People who are tidying up for in preparation for the fire danger period, bringing in your pruned bushes, your branches, all that stuff that's around your house that you need to get rid of before the fire season, that is green waste, please come into the the Castlemaine and the Molden Waste facilities for no cost to dispose of your green waste between Saturday 24th of October, Monday 9th of November. Just please make sure that there's food free of contaminants and no declared noxious weeds and no plastic bags as well would be fantastic, please. So all you need to do is bring your proof of residence when you go along to the facilities and you'll be able to dump that green waste off for free, Robbo.
Terrific stuff. No, and I love the little tagline that you blokes have come up with as well. Green waste. If you can't smoke it, dump it. That's good. That's very clever.
Possibly not us to came up with that, Robbo. Thank you.
Okay, sorry. I must have got it mixed up. Darren, as always, great to chat, mate. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Robbo.
All the best. Cheers. It's 8 to 8. It's if he'll take my call next week, I guess. That's one thing I need to worry about.